Alleluia Ministries International is a Bible-believing and Christ-centered church. We believe Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. His power is still at work in the church today, just as it was in the time of the Bible. We are AMI.
Do you know some people prefer us the way we used to be? They like you in your condition. They like to describe you by your limitation. Don't you know the lady I'm talking about, the one who's always wearing the same yellow dress? What God is about to do for you, He will not take permission from anyone. You were not born with discouragement. I release you from discouragement. You were not born with dread and fear of the future. I set you free from tonight. Imagine that guy where he used to hang out with other beggars. He's no longer there. His pot is empty. And all the guys who are begging, who have lined up to beg, they come and say, "Where is Joe?" They say, "Don't you know what happened? Jesus told him to stretch." A woman with children, no money. Verse 8 to 17. A woman with money, no children. One man's withered hand is another man's blessing. 75% of the world's billionaires don't have more than secondary school education. It's not what you put in your head, but what you have behind you. Every time God sees that people around you are not willing to stretch, He removes you from their midst. No one can take you where you're not willing to go. You've got to be ready to lengthen your mind, lengthen your spirit, lengthen your vision, lengthen your dreams, lengthen your anointing. The beginning of stretch is you getting home, looking at everything around, and announce to yourself, "I'm bigger than this place."
This is a presentation of Alleluia Ministries International.
Now, without any waste of time, those of you watching us on YouTube, Facebook, on AMI TV, those of you present here, I want you to get ready, because I believe that tonight there will be a different deposit in your life.
I receive it.
So help me welcome on the stage, all the way from the United Kingdom, KICC, Papa Matthew Ashimolo.
Hallelujah! Glory to Jesus! Hallelujah, ministries!
Glorious and worthy to be praised, the Lamb upon the throne, and unto you, and unto you, we lift. You're the Lamb upon the throne. For you are glorious. Ederosha. Lady Nebosekaya. The Lamb upon the throne. And unto you. We lift our voice in praise. Hear the sing it one more time, for you are glorious. Hey! 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 Let us shine it in us.
Wherever you are tonight, hearing the sound of my voice, I believe the Holy Spirit will visit you in a very special way, and your life will never be the same. I pray upon you today an unusual unction, an unusual anointing, a healing anointing, an anointing for favor, a prophetic anointing to bring you into dimensions and levels you've never entered before. I pray for someone in the service today that your life will enter a new level. There'll be a paradigm shift that will bring glory to Jesus. So shall it be. Shout a big amen.
Amen.
Now put your hands together. Give God the biggest praise. There are three reasons why they clap in the Bible. Don't clap yet. Because sometimes when you tell people to clap in the church, they think it's like when soccer is going on. There are three reasons, biblical reasons for clapping. The first reason is to announce war against Satan. The second reason is to announce victory over the devil. And the third reason is to welcome the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. Now put your hands together and give him the glory tonight. Come on. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Oh, higher emotion. I'd like to celebrate the man of the house. I want to bless the Lord for Pastor Alf Lukau. I want to thank God for the grace of God on his life, for the call of God on his life. I've been around, I've seen all sorts, and I know when I meet something that is genuine. And I'd like you to know this man is genuine. He's the real deal. I said he's the real deal. Called of God. Anointed of God. Blessed of God. I'd like you to put your hands together and celebrate him tonight. Come on. And if you are in this house, you got to know that what God is set to do for this man, the devil can't stop it. He can't stand it. But there's nothing he can do about it. I repeat again, what God is set to do for Prophet Alf Lukau, the devil can't stop it. He can't stand it. And there's nothing he can do about it. I like to say it a third time. What God is set to do for his servant, and by reason of your connection to the house, what God is set to do for this man and the people in this house, the devil can't stop it. He can't stand it. And there's nothing he can do about it. So I'd like you to repeat it with me. What God is about to do in this house, the devil can't stop it. He can't stand it. But there's nothing he can do about it.
Nothing he can do about
it. If you believe it, give God the biggest praise of the now. Give him the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Anything in motion experiences friction. If you never had an attack from the devil, you must be moving in the same direction.
Hey!
So once in a while, when you bump into him, then you know he's going to hell, you are going to heaven. Hey! Get ready. Grace is coming. Growth is coming. Favor is coming. Blessing is coming. Change is coming. And it won't be long. Tell your neighbor, change is coming. And it won't be long. Look at someone, tell them, hold on, my brother. my sister. Change is coming. And it won't be long. It won't be long. It won't be long. If you believe it, shout amen three times. Hey! You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Such a great joy to be in an awesome church like this and to be asked to come and share, to come and minister. Just sitting down is enough just to receive. So it's a great joy for me to be able to minister to you. And my prayer tonight is that somebody here is going home with an awesome testimony. If it's you, shout a good amen. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Mark. Mark chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. Mark chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. And he entered the synagogue again. And a man was there who had a withered hand. So they watched him closely, whether he will heal him on the Sabbath. So get ready, even when the preaching is going on, healing will be done in this place. Deliverance will be done in this place. They watched him closely, whether he will heal him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, step forward. Then he said to them, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil? To save life or to kill? But they kept silent. And when he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored as whole as the other. Tonight, my responsibility prophetically is to prophesy to someone that if you are willing to have it, you must stretch. Tell your neighbor to stretch. You need to say it like you mean, stretch. Say it louder. Stretch. I came tonight with a prophetic word. Religion will not be able to hold you anymore. Tradition will not be able to hold you anymore. Limitations of South Africa will not be able to hold you anymore. The fear of failure will not be able to hold you anymore. The fear of man will not be able to hold you anymore. Personal insecurities will not be able to hold you anymore. I came to prophesy to someone here today. She will be free. She will be free. Everything you have lost up to now is coming into your hands. I said it is coming into your hands. Favor is coming to your house. Glory is coming to your house. Shout and receive it. I came to let somebody know tonight, everything you've been looking at afar off, if you can just stretch, it's coming into your hands. Look at two people, tell them, stretch. Say it again, stretch. Say it louder, stretch. Some people in this conference are about to enter the levels they've never entered before. They are about to go where they've never been before. Tell your neighbor, I'm stretching. I'm stretching. Don't let anyone stop you. Don't let nobody stop you. Some people have an opinion of you. They think you are not supposed to be blessed. They think you are not supposed to rise. They're wondering, how come she's the one being blessed? But your God is about to surprise them. I said your God is about to surprise them. Tell your neighbor, I'm stretching. Stretch. Stretch, stretch, stretch. Come on, give God some glory here today. Oh. Jesus called the man. I said, come. And Jesus was about to heal him. And many people were shocked. Do you know some people prefer us the way we used to be? They like you in your condition. They like to describe you by your limitation. Don't you know the lady I'm talking about, the one who's always wearing the same yellow dress? But you are about to shock them. Your God will shock them. If you believe it, say yes. Say yes. The Pharisees gathered. The religious leaders gathered. He did not take permission from us. What God is about to do for you, he will not take permission from anyone. Your God will shock them. I'd like you to know, your God will shock them. I said, I'd like you to know, your God will shock them. Jesus called the man out. And they're wondering. He's not asking our opinion. What is he going to do? People in your family who don't expect much from you, before the end of this year, before December 31, 12 midnight, you will have a testimony. I need to drop an offering on this one. You will have a testimony. 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 Somebody says stretch. They abandoned the man. They all wore their religious caps and religious dresses. They did not see him. But when Jesus came, he saw the man. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Hey! Jesus. Some people have been walking past you like you are nothing. But it's your turn to be recognized by the Lord. It's your turn to have favor. It's your turn to have a testimony. It's your turn to have a breakthrough. Something is about to change in your life. If you believe it, say yes. Jesus called him and he came with a withered hand. You came to this building today with some things that were not born with you. Issues that were not born with you. Problems that were not born with you. Addictions that were not born with you. Financial battles that were not born with you. But I come against all those things with a mighty weapon called the blood of Jesus. Somebody scream the blood. Say it again, the blood.
Be sure to tune in next time for the continuation of this preaching.
Imagine that guy where he used to hang out with other beggars. He's no longer there. His pot is empty. And all the guys who are begging, who have lined up to beg, they come and say, where is Joe? He said, don't you know what happened? Jesus told him to stretch. Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. What can wash my sins away? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Everything that made you withered, the blood conquers it. Everyone you know out of your uncles and brothers and cousins are all broke. No one had ever handled anything tangible with their hand. You were not born with discouragement. You were not born with dread and fear of the future. You were not born with a history of disappointments and troubles every day. It's not an accident that you are in AMI. God brought you here so that from brokenness, you will go to pleasantness. From failure, you will go to success. From shame, you will go to fame. From troubles, you will go to triumph. From temptation, you will go to testimony. When Jesus said to stretch, some of you may need to stretch your thinking. Some of you may need to stretch your giving. Some of you need to stretch for your business. Where God is taking you, some people are not ready to go there. You can't keep hanging with the same friends anymore. What used to make you and your friends laugh is no longer funny because you are thinking better things.
If you were blessed by this video, be sure to subscribe to our channel. You can catch Pastor Arthur Lukau on AMI TV on the public bouquet or on our live stream on amitv.com. You can follow Pastor Arthur Lukau on all social media platforms at Arthur Lukau.